How old were you and when did you meet him?
I was about 11, just about 11. And then obviously I couldn't attend the normal school, because spoken English wasn't there at all. So we started off in the English Teaching Centre School, and the girls and boys were separate. And then I was there for about 2 years. I went to Alder Hill School, which I was there for about a year and a half. And then obviously, yeah. So I couldn't continue with education, obviously. Parents, you know, our parents, Asian parents, normally think at that moment we were talking about, what, 30 odd years? They said, no, education is not important for girls. Do your cooking, cleaning, get married, and so you said that. Yeah, it was good. I mean, that because on that time, there weren't much Asians. There must have been about 30% of the population Asian. We used to get picked up quite badly. Racism. And they used to call us blackies, and they used to, you know, sometimes we just walking past and they said, okay, you know. But a bullying thing, they used to do quite a lot. They used to call us names and all sorts. And I used to, you know, when I used to have this and my, they all used to, oh, does your snot come out of there? You know what I mean? All these things. I know I put up with it, but, you know, I used to just leave it as that because we couldn't argue with them because we were only a few of them and they were quite a lot. And, you know, just obviously it's something new for them, having an Asian, different colour people coming to schools, and they find it interesting probably to, you know, picking us and think, oh, we're from background, oh, we're this, or we're black. And, you know, I used to wear scarf as well in that time because my dad wouldn't let me go to school without having a, and you know, when I used to do, I know it's a bit funny, but I used to take scarf from home and take it on the way because I knew I was going to get bullied in school. You know, when some, if you're going to be in, you got a scarf around your neck, and then, you know what these kids used to do, they just pull it. If you just got it like that, just pull it from the back and you got strangled with it. It happened to me a couple of times. So I start taking it off, I leave, put it in my bag, and by the time I come home, put it on my neck and come home with it, because I was scared of my dad as well, not having a scarf. So there was a lot in them. Going outside in the streets, it wasn't too bad. I mean, the elder people, they were really good. They were so nice, so simple. They used to care for you, and they used to walk in out, they talk to you. I mean, maybe it was interesting for them because there wasn't many of Asians or black people around. Obviously, elders must have enjoyed it in the 1960s. I mean, you know, they think, oh, the different people are coming to this country. And they used to welcome us. It wasn't too bad. But the kids, I mean, kids are kids, and every day they have their own, you know, way of thinking and stuff like that. But it was good. Slowly, we settled down. You know, I couldn't go out on my own. My dad wouldn't let me. Every time we need to go down, he has to be with me. Because obviously, they didn't have much of a confidence sending me out on my own. Just imagine, you know, obviously, people come, you know, picking you and doing all sorts, you know, swear at you. You know, you do feel a bit afraid and scared going out on your own. But, I mean, they'd stay there and, you know, there was quite strict.
So yeah. What did you go on to do after your education and after school?
It wasn't a good experience because I stayed home for about 2 years. My dad wouldn't let me work. And then after 2 years, I got married. I got me married off. I called my husband from Pakistan. Came over and then I moved to my in-laws. And then after a year or so, we moved into a council estate up in Belfield. And that was a rough time. I had a year and a half. That was a rough. Nobody was let us live there. People used to break a window. They used to knock in the middle of the night, wake you up. And I've been robbed 3 times in about a year. 3 times. Used to break a, you know, they were not scared of anybody. They were not scared of anybody. And then I stayed there for about 8-9 months, and I was sick and tired of it living there because there was an open field at the back. Now you don't know who's coming and who's going. So it was really bad. Then obviously I had a word with the police, and they used to come around and make sure I'm okay, you know. And the police were quite supportive at that time. They were really good. They used to come and see me every day, make sure you're all right, you know, you're not having trouble. And then I said, I'm not living in this house anymore because I can't put up with it, you know. And what they did, they spoke to council, and they said, well, you should move this girl from that place. So they moved me up a couple of streets away from there. Still trouble. If you walk in the street, they call you all sorts of factors, blah, blah. Yeah. So, I mean, once I can remember in school, there was an Indian girl who used to bully me quite bad. Indian, I'm not talking English. Indian. She used to bully me quite a lot, and I was so scared to go in school, and I used to hide from her. And stuff like that. I wonder, even though, I mean, your concentration just disappears. I mean, if you go in school scared, thinking, oh my God, am I going to face that girl? Is she going to bully me? Is she going to do anything? And then last year, my final year was good. My final year was good. The support of our friends and these people.
Karen mentioned that you had some experience with an EDL march. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, there was, I can remember vaguely, not really clear. Yeah, there was a big march in town. It was because there were so many people. We'd been told off to stay home, don't get out, stay home. And there was a lot going on. There were lots of swearing and, you know, all sort of kick puckies out and do this and do that, yeah. It was quite bad. Can obviously, it was controlled by police, and I mean, sorry.
Can you remember what year roughly that was?
I came in 75. About 82. 82, something like 81, 82. Yeah, it was soon after when I got married, when I was living in Belfield, yeah. Yeah, this is, yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Scared.
Did you think people would come to the house particularly, or...?
But they were not allowed because they were controlled by police.
Yeah.
I mean, the police were all over the place, make sure they don't go in streets and don't bully people in streets like that. The shop was closed, they told everybody to close the shop. Especially Asian people, they closed all the shops and just locked themselves in for the whole day, that day, not to come out. And obviously, we were scared to go out. I mean, like, you know, they were really, really... racist, as they're thinking, you know, probably they kill you. Not kill you, but I mean, threat you, or, you know, harm you somehow, you know. So, yeah.
Did you feel supported by the police in some element?
Police were, I mean, to be honest with you, they were quite supportive. They were on the horses, they were on the bikes, they were, you know, the cars in the streets, everywhere, made sure. Every main road was sort of closed. You know, there'd be two policemen standing in the main, start at the beginning of the main road, end of the main road, make sure nobody, you know, hustle anybody, so, yeah.
I know you had some bad experiences with nearby neighbours. Did you have any good ones?
Well, once, I mean, when I used to live in Belfield, in a council property, one side of my neighbours were really good, other side of my neighbours.
Would you say adapting to the British culture was already there? Did you find that easy or hard overall? Do you say?
I think it wasn't too bad as you go along, you know, because I was young. So it wasn't too hard for me because I was just taking it as it comes. It might be harder for elders who come, you know, come to England and don't know the English, or they struggle a lot and they don't know what to say to them. But, you know, when you're young and then you just pick it up as you go along, so it makes it easier for us. I think the elders, well, did struggle quite a bit.